fundraiser tonight with George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and former President Obama. Trump is campaigning today in Detroit. National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli tells us the heat is on.
Heat indices, or the feels like temperature, approaching the low 100s, 105, and there's not going to be much relief overnight either, with temperatures only dropping into about the mid 70s or so. And this is going to impact some of the major metropolitan areas: Chicago, Indianapolis, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, Boston.
The Supreme Court reversed a five-year-old ban on bump stocks. The ruling doesn't mean they're now legal nationwide. 17 states in D.C. currently have laws banning them. CBS's Jen Crawford with more.
In a separate opinion, Justice Sam Alito signaled there were no Second Amendment concerns, emphasizing there is a simple remedy. Congress can amend the law. But the ruling prompted a fierce dissent by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who argued the decision would have deadly consequences.
Vice President Harris is joining other world leaders for a summit in Switzerland aimed at getting Russia to end its war in Ukraine. The BBC's James Landau reports the summit comes a day after President Putin restated the Kremlin's peace plan.
We're making a concrete, real peace proposal, Mr. Putin told Russian diplomats. If Kiev and Western capitals reject it, then they take political and moral responsibility for continuing the bloodshed. Kiev did indeed swiftly reject the proposal. President Zelensky said it was the kind of ultimatum Hitler made and could not be trusted. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Mr. Putin's proposal was not for peace, but more aggression and occupation.
Princess Kate was seen in public today for the first time since her cancer diagnosis 6 months ago. She attended a parade this morning celebrating the king's birthday.
She's doing a good job, and I think she's in a good spirit.
The Princess of Wales issued a statement yesterday saying that she is making good progress and has several more months of treatment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Brewers lose to the Reds.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers tried to make a comeback but lost to the Reds 6-5 at AmFam Field. It was a special night in the broadcast booth as the team celebrated the 30th anniversary of analyst and former catcher Bill Schroeder. Many of his former colleagues stopped by to call the game, including Jim Paschke on Bally Sports.
William Contreras! To center field, bang, a home run, his ninth of the year. The Brewers have tied the Reds in the third.
We practiced a home run call today. Very nice.
College football, another exciting recruit commits to Wisconsin. Eugene Hilton, the son of former Colts receiver Ty Hilton, has agreed to play for the Badgers. NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks came back to dominate in Game 4. They beat the Celtics 122-84. Kyrie Irving with 21 points in the lopsided win.
It's not going to be easy in Boston, so gotta look forward to the challenge.
Game 5 Monday night in Boston, the Celtics up 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 71. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. On your Sunday, mostly sunny with highs near 85. 88 and sunny on your Monday. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 86. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm.
It's 67 right now.
Oh,
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back. Studa, and so are the deals at Studa Bakers in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studa Bakers Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
That's the sound of steak searing in its juices on your new pellet grill. You heard that right. The Weber Searwood Pellet Grill can smoke low and slow at 180 degrees all the way to a high heat sear at 600. With the Weber Searwood, you can cook on the direct flame over the full great sear zone. You'll hear the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. A lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. You ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one. With the older queen who's
dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting, man, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
See you next week.
she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 71, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. On your Sunday, mostly sunny with highs near 85. 88 and sunny on your Monday. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 86. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Currently, 69 degrees.
Don't you know the cheese? Just
baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me. ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
That's the sound of steak searing in its juices on your new pellet grill. You heard that right. The Weber Searwood Pellet Grill can smoke low and slow at 180 degrees all the way to a high heat sear at 600. With the Weber Searwood, you can cook on the direct flame over the full great sear zone. You'll hear the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Gotta understand, radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, she's in my mind.
dappled in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop myself. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again. Again, again.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all got around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Yeah.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Oh, baby. and wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We're creeping up fast to the presidential election.
Less than 5 months until Election Day, the Biden campaign is crisscrossing swing states. The First Lady speaking to seniors in Reno, Nevada, alongside actress Jane Fonda.
This election is certainly not about age. This election is about the character of the person leading our country.
President Biden just landed in Los Angeles, where he's holding a star-studded fundraiser tonight with George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and former President Obama. Trump is campaigning today in Detroit. National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli tells us the heat is on.
Heat indices, or the feels-like temperature, approaching the low 100s, 105, and there's not going to be much relief overnight either, with temperatures only dropping into about the mid-70s or so. And this is going to impact some of the major metropolitan areas, Chicago, Indianapolis, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, Boston.
The Supreme Court reversed a five-year-old ban on bump stocks. The ruling doesn't mean they're now legal nationwide. 17 states and D.C. currently have laws banning them. CBS's Jen Crawford with more.
In a separate opinion, Justice Sam Alito signaled there were no Second Amendment concerns, emphasizing there is a simple remedy. Congress can amend the law. But the ruling prompted a fierce dissent by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who argued the decision would have deadly consequences.
Vice President Harris is joining other world leaders for a summit in Switzerland aimed at getting Russia to end its war in Ukraine. The BBC's James Landau reports the summit comes a day after President Putin restated the Kremlin's peace plan.
We're making a concrete, real peace proposal, Mr. Putin told Russian diplomats. If Kiev and Western capitals reject it, then they take political and moral responsibility for continuing the bloodshed. Kiev did